Blog Talk Radio.
From the fight over PC offensiveness to the debate over Hillary's fat butt indentures, and broadcasting from an old rundown, tire deflated, but still buzzing Airstream trailer, Kelly O'Connell, 6:06, 23rd of July. Hey, I've had this epiphany, you know, an epiphany, you know, like a light bulb go off over your head. I got into this huge brawl yesterday over this claim of selling of fetal parts and everything. But in the midst of all this, I realized that Donald Trump is onto something. All right. What's the problem with America? To sum it up right now, we got a lot of problems. The main problem is political correctness. Through political correctness, every completely unacceptable idea that you could ever imagine comes in. You can't offend people, right? You can't be opposed to something that another person holds dear unless it's like religious or whatever. But this is what I say. What Donald Trump, in his own crazy and perhaps juvenile and childish way, has in New York style, has brought us is no more apologies. That is the answer to our problems. If we could just get rid of political correctness, I honestly think that, I mean, there's so many other of these problems that we could get rid of, because then we could have a public debate on this stuff. It wouldn't be wrong to give your opinion or stand for something or fight for something. And you could get rid of all of these demagogues. A demagogue is a person who misuses communication and language to try to convince people. And that's what political correctness is. Think about it. You've got this whole like giant collection of totally unacceptable ideas to the average American, or say the average American of 10 or 20 years ago, that have been brought in one by one over the idea that we're evolving. Let's think of all the different ideas that political correctness stands for. Society is evolving, right? I mean, everybody knows that society kind of, you know, adapts and goes forward and everything, but are we really evolving? You know, are we evolving by having an totally open border, having criminals in the country? Are we evolving by giving Iran a nuclear weapon? You know what I mean? So you've got all of these ideas, and some of them have to do with deeply held religious beliefs, like, you know, the gay movement, whatever. Deeply held, sincere, and totally biased or non, I don't want to say biased, but, you know, bias is depending on from whose viewpoint, but you've got ideas that are part of a deeply held belief system, Christianity, Judaism, whatever. And these ideas are not held because the people are haters. They're held because they're sincere individuals. They're part of a larger reality to these people. And then you pick individual beliefs out of the system and say you're a hater because you stand for this. It's crazy. It is schizophrenia. It's societal schizophrenia. It is a suicide march. If we continue to follow the PC movement, we're going to implode. We're well on our way to doing that. And what's going to happen is, when the wreckage of the country is laid out, then the people that are going to be left, these PC people, are going to say, I told you, you know, the chickens would come home to roost. I told you were racist. I told you you're homophobic. You're have attacked the world, destroyed the world. I was thinking about this. Why is America held out uniquely for being a slaveholding nation 150 years ago? When, number one, we got rid of slaves through the Civil War. 650,000 people died. But number two, that practice was taken from the mother country. We didn't invent slavery. I mean, why don't they go after Britain for institutionalizing slavery and importing it into America? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that we're still arguing about slavery when it's been over for 150 years. Is America perfect? No, of course not. I wouldn't argue that. It wouldn't make any sense, but no country is perfect. But you've got these people who've got us down. You know, we're on the ground and we're getting kicked. And then you have morons like Marco Rubio, who see someone like Donald Trump stand up. At least Donald Trump, for as crazy as he might be, stands up to bullies and punches him in the nose. And instead of cheering for this guy, people are like, oh, my God, that's offensive. We got to get rid of the word offensive. Who cares? It's America. It is our right to offend, and as a matter of fact, nothing would truly evolve in this country unless people were willing to offend other people by saying things that were currently not accepted. So this whole idea of PC is not a way forward. It is a way into slavery, into intellectual slavery. It is a way to push other people around. And the sad thing is that many of us, including I'm sure myself in many instances, have bought into this idea. I don't want to offend anybody. You get the group of people that are the most afraid of offending other people, which is conservatives, which is, you know, large group percentage of those are Christians. And then you convince them that they've got to bow down to this PC movement. Meanwhile, the people who don't care could care less about offending other people. The far left progressives or whatever are going around pointing fingers. And it reminds me of this thing from this Rules for Radicals, you know, Saul Alinsky, make the other side live up to their own rules. So we're getting crucified, and it's ultimately cultural Marxism. I've played the clips before. Marxists realized there was never going to be a world revolution of the workers because people who are in capitalist countries are not unhappy. So they said, we've got to get our truths in another way. We're going to bring them into the university system. And that's what happened. So we got to get rid of this idea that everything is about not offending people. We're Americans. Everything that we've ever done in America has been offensive. We stood up to the mother country. We pushed back. We've done so many different things that the world didn't accept: freedom of religion, freedom of speech, all these different things. Think about all of the things that America has introduced to the world. The rule of law, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all, you know, our constitution, the oldest and still the greatest constitution. But we're the world's worst country. So this is what I think we ought to do. This is my challenge to you. This is my challenge to myself. Stop apologizing. That's the theme of today's show. We got important things to work on. And we're not gonna get anywhere by continuing to apologize. Figure out what you believe and why you believe it. Stand up for it. If people challenge you, don't apologize. Explain why you believe it. Here's Trump with Anderson Cooper, who's another shill, by the way. And his mother, his stepmother was like Gloria Vanderbilt, some designer. But all of these media people are presented as being above reproach, you know, and they're all bearing news and just giving slanted coverage at the same time, but acting like they walk on water. Here's Trump to Anderson Cooper: the people don't trust you in the media.
But the whole room was laughing.
Eric Erickson of Red State said that based on your comments about faith on Saturday, that it's, quote, largely closed the books on evangelical support.
I don't think so, because I just saw polls in Iowa that I'm doing really well. I mean, you know, in terms of Iowa, where it's a very big group of people, I'm doing really well.
The Quinnipiac poll in Iowa among general voters.
I don't know. You keep bringing up negative. You only want to talk about negative. Why don't you bring up the positive poll?
You
started off the interview with a poll that I didn't even know existed.
I started off with the Washington Post poll, intentionally. Yeah. I knew you would accuse me of that.
Sure. All I know is every poll I'm leading in, and you give me these two polls where it's different states. All They're right. not even a national
You'll
poll.
Check the record. I started off with
sure
the Washington Post poll where you are way out in front.
I think it's very unfair. You're talking to me a poll I never even saw. It's not even a poll.
Okay.
It's on three different states, and you're hitting me with this.
Okay.
And I think it's a very fair question.
Okay.
I think it's an extremely – you start off the interview with that. You don't say, I led in the Fox poll. I'm leading in the ABC Washington Post poll.
You're leading across the board.
Well, you did. I am leading across the board.
Right.
And then you hit me with this poll that I didn't even see before where, oh, gee, it's not even that kind of a poll. All I know is I have a very big – group of support. And I think one of the reasons is that the people don't trust you and the people don't trust the media.
Right.
And I understand
and politicians.
Why. You know, I've always been covered fairly accurately because it was usually a financial press. And, you know, numbers are numbers, okay? And my numbers happen to be great. So I was always sort of treated like fair. With the media, it's, in not all cases, some of the political media is great and really honest. Even if they don't want to be, they're really honest. But I find that 60-70% of the political media is really, really dishonest. And, you know, I tell the story, the American dream. I talk about the American dream in speeches. The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and better and stronger than ever before. The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and better, stronger than ever, right? And I go, boom, and I do it with great bravado, and the audience goes crazy. I come home, and my wife is saying, oh, darling, that was so bad. I said, what was bad? What did you say today? I said, what did I say? The American dream is dead. Cut. On one of the major networks.
Oh, we covered a lot more ground.
All right, you see, all right, so this guy, Anderson Cooper, who I don't have a lot of respect for, I wouldn't go out of my way to disrespect the guy because to me, he's not an important news person to begin with, but, and he's a gay guy, that's fine, you can be whatever you want. If he did a show on homosexuality, would he be fair? Of course not. He would use the whole show to advocate for gay marriage, gay adoption, you know, gays in the military and everything. We don't expect these people to be fair. I mean, I am not a libertarian, but in terms of what other people to believe, I think people should be able to believe anything that they want. It's acting on it, you know, that people have to be careful of. But I mean, I'm not offended. I am actually kind of. Enchanted when I meet someone who disagrees with me, because then I can get to have a little discussion. If they have any open mind
like
whatsoever,
magic? Yeah,
I can have a discussion about person beliefs and kind of maybe challenge my own thinking. But that's not the world that we live in anymore. And
I guess
I think
so.
That it's the world that we need to go back to. We need
wow.
to push back against.
It's a hands-free smart lift gate.
Who cares?
Get the Santa Fe Sport for 0% APR for up to 66 months. Visit buyhyundai.com.
We go out of our way to push people's buttons at least slightly, just to make the point that you know, one person doesn't get to say what is offensive for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the Donald, I'm glad that he didn't apologize. This like empire of apologies that we've got out there is killing America. And somebody's got to stand up to it at some time. I've been saying that for a long time. Maybe it's the Donald. Who's to say it's not the Donald? If you hear me, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, there's no reason that it couldn't be. So anyway, we'll take a little break here. But that's, tell me I'm wrong. Kelly O'Connell, 1450 KOBE AM Las Cruces, 523-1450. They've got another story out there on this lady in Texas. I think her name's Brand or something. I saw a clip from it last night. Anyway, another black person gets stopped by a white cop. The person ends up dead. They're going to hunt and hunt and hunt until they find people that are actually victimized by some policemen, and then they're going to say, look at the incredible police brutality against black people in this country from the white establishment. I don't know what happened to her. She changed lanes without using her signal. And they've got all this on videotape, although, of course, the progressives, as usual, are saying that the tape's been doctored. But and I don't know if something maybe did happen that was wrong, but I'm saying this trend to demonize the police is backfiring against anyone who's actually concerned about public safety, because in the cities where they have attacked the police, like Baltimore, the crime and the murder rates are skyrocketing. Running these things, this police chief was removed in Baltimore. The mayor is totally over her head, totally incompetent. She got up and said, "We got to give room for these people to rampage," or whatever the word she used, to riot. totally incompetent. And her, who's her number one advisor? Al Sharpton. What is Al Sharp? By the way, what does Al Sharpton know about life from any strategic? You know, all he knows how to do is stir up race hatred and try to get payouts. And we do have a phone call here. But think about this. If Al Sharpton is your advisor, that means that you're moving in one direction, and that's into race baiting. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. It's Art.
Good morning, Art. Thanks for the call. What's going on?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to comment. You know, I woke up this morning thinking about Donald Trump. I think if nothing else, we have, you know, whether he becomes president or not or whatever he does in the mix when the primaries come along, we have a lot to thank him for if the only thing he does this PC issue.
Yeah, that would be worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize, in my opinion. You've got these people that come along. For some reason, although I would consider voting for Marco Rubio, I don't think he's a bad person. He exactly sums up the weak kind of effeminate leadership that the GOP is running under now. He's going to do an amnesty. He's already telegraphed this years ago. Even though he's from Cuba, his parents are from Cuba, and he knows all of the terrible things about immigration. If you live in Miami, you know the bad side of immigration from top to bottom. There are hundreds of thousands of illegals in Miami who have never adapted to American society. There are vast stretches of the city that don't speak English. And it doesn't help. It's not a melting pot. It is just these different blocks there. But you've got Marco Rubio, who can't wait to jump on the Donald and kick him out of the race, because little Marco Rubio's got his plan of getting into the presidency by apologizing his way to the top. Now we've got somebody to stand up against this issue. I think you're 100% right. What do you think is going to play out here?
Well, I think he's going to – I'm hoping that Donald Trump will weed out all these – will just make people like Rubio, you put it real well, the effeminate Republican candidates. He'll just make it so uncomfortable for them. They'll just – you know, just the contrast he provides for them. He says what he thinks. He's got a backbone. He's a real man.
He is a real man. And I mean, if you spend all of your time worrying about whether you offend people, are you really going to change the world in a positive way?
Gosh, how can you do anything when you're running around stepping on eggs? You're walking around the eggshells on pillows and, yeah, you can't get anything done.
We need a return. I agree with you 1,000,000%. We need a return to classic American values, which means standing up, speaking our mind, and letting the chips fall where they may.
I agree. And it terrifies our enemies. When they see that kind of a leader in the White House and those kinds of leaders in Congress, whether they're male or female, Margaret Thatcher did a great job. They shake in their boots. They know they can't mess with us without consequences.
Now, with this apology tour, how many times has Obama ever apologized to anybody? He's above apology, right? He's beyond. He's evolved beyond apology. Everything he does is from the lips of God. Is from the hand of God. Every single decision, even when it's a total disaster, he's got some vague vision of the future that is just so brilliant. You have to step aside and let him destroy America. You know, the Marxist or the progressive view of the world is there has to be a revolution. What happens during a revolution? Many people die. French Revolution. Russian Revolution. The only revolution in history that I know of that didn't result in a lot of bloodshed are these twin revolutions, the Glorious Revolution in England and the American Revolution didn't kill a lot of people because these were revolutions that preserved the very best of the classic conservative ideas of life, liberty, happiness, property, all this. They were pro-human revolutions, and all of these other ones were anti-human.
That's right. That's right. You can't fight the truth. You can't fight principle and honesty and goodness.
Art, I believe you're right. We should ride Trump as far as we can on this anti-apology, anti-PC thing. And if he falters, we'll jump on another horse. But he's revived the hopes of having a conservative in the White House, like Reagan.
Yeah, and if nothing else, he's going to give us a shot at an honest election where real issues are discussed
yes.
instead of all this stuff
pandering.
That we usually do.
Pandering and hand-wringing. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I saw a clip last night or a couple of nights ago of John McCain on Ellen DeGeneres, and it was sickening. I mean, and he didn't do as bad as some of these politicians would, but he just said, well, this is what we believe. You know, we don't accept gay marriage, but this is what we believe. And Ellen's there like, how can you possibly deny love between two people? And I've waited all my life. And it's like, where is someone with a brain who can just stand up and say, for these 14 reasons, this is what I believe. I think that you're wrong. I think if we go forward in your way, it's going to be a disaster. But I agree in the name of free speech to allow you to have your own beliefs. But they just stand there. They're like puppies in a lion's den, just waiting to get torn to shreds. This is what I believe. Well, why do you believe it? Why is it right? Why is it the best thing? Why is it the way forward?
That's right. Real debate, real discussion, reasoning, logic, and instead of all this. And you know, this PC thing, it's the most insidious form of censorship.
It is. It's intellectual cancer.
It is. Amen. I agree.
Thanks for the call.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, let's get rid of it. Hey, boo-rah or whatever the Marines say. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great day. All right, folks. In honor of the traditional GOP way of handling things, I got a little Brenda Lee here for you, switching off Dire Straits.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
So Donald Trump is doing this huge service to the Republicans, and they're trying to kill him. They should let him go until he burns out. I mean, if you think that he's that bad, let him go until he implodes, and then ride the movement. Ride the movement. I have no idea if Trump's going to become president, and as a matter of fact, I would be surprised if he made it all the way through the race. As the leader, but I mean, what's wrong with taking his ideas? Nobody else has the guts to stand up. You know, that's the great thing. The guy's totally unafraid to stand up to other people. Isn't that inspiring? That's like a general leading from the front of the army instead of the back, instead of some idiot on 5 miles behind the front using binoculars. And so we need to kill political correctness, whatever it takes. Maybe it takes the Donald. Who knows? All right, I've got a little and by the way, I'm going to come back with a little story. This is a great story about Donald Trump smashing – or Donald Trump – Lindsey Graham calls Donald Trump a jackass or whatever because – Lindsey Graham is the little buddy of John McCain. So when John McCain got attacked, Lindsey Graham stood up for his mentor. So Donald Trump gets up on TV or some rally and gives out Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number. So anyway, I thought that was pretty good. Here is a little bit, by the way, and by the way, somebody called up, I think it was Tom, called up and said we need more local news. I got a hold of Ben after the show. Ben Rawson is going to come on tomorrow and give us a dose of local news tomorrow. But here's a little bit of weather. It looks like that El Nino is kicking out warm water or warm weather towards Florida. Moist air, whatever the heck it is, and it's going to be breeding some more storms. And somebody else told me yesterday there's a storm off the coast of Mexico. I haven't seen it in the wire yet, but that there's a storm forming off the coast of Mexico that could be another tropical storm. We could be having a wet year here, and we have been so far. Check this out, though.
So we talk about it all the time, El Nino. But what is El Nino? A lot of people don't know. Well, it's actually very simple. It just has to do with the sea surface temperature for a very specific part of the Pacific Ocean and the eastern.
These Weather Channel always reroutes their stories. But anyway, here, I'll just give it to you. El Nino is kicking out a tropical development, and Florida heavy rain is coming. Based on this weather.
Click now to cruise home in a stylish new 2015 Toyota Corolla from Vescovo Toyota of Las Cruces, home of the Vescovo value. Eye-catching exterior style, premium technology, and heart-racing performance. The 2015 Toyota Corolla took everything you love about driving and...
Yeah, okay, there's the clip right there. We do have a call, though. Let's take that real quick. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
I think there's going to be a tropical storm.
Thank you very much. Tropical storm. All right, here we go. This is here's the original story.
The Global Forecast Systems model, this is the American model, is forecasting something to happen here off the coast the next couple of days, and then potentially form a low, closed low here off the North Carolina coast by midweek of next week. And then look at this, the European model, usually a very reliable tropical model as well, also forecasting a closed low. Forecasting a weaker one and a little bit farther from the coastline, but you can't ignore it when we've got two systems, two computer systems forecasting some sort of entity out there. The other thing that we're going to need here besides that closed low is we need some moisture to fuel the system. We've got plenty of that. That stationary front ends up being the focusing mechanism. Look at all the purples. The pinks, the reds on the map, that's where all the moisture is. This is Sunday's forecast for vorticity. It's right in there, right where the moisture is.
So we're talking about that's over by Florida, so there's going to be a lot of rain over there and possibly some of these tropical storms. 71 degrees right now in town. High today of 96, low of 70, so more of the same. And going to be partly cloudy. You know what, we had some really big clouds yesterday, and yet I didn't hear anything about too much rain or any rain. Might have been sprinkling. All right, so back to Trump. Here is a little clip from this trick that he pulled on Lindsey Graham, who I think Lindsey Graham is another apologist. He's another person who doesn't really put the traditional conservative values first. All of these guys are trying to adapt to the PC world, and in trying to adapt, they die. But here's a little clip from this.
Donald Trump today remains defiant.
Thank you.
Trump taking shots at other GOP hopefuls at a rally in South Carolina today, calling Senator Lindsey Graham an idiot, and even giving out Graham's personal cell phone number and suggesting Rick Perry should take an IQ test. A new Washington Post poll shows Trump a substantial lead among GOP voters, 11% separating the billionaire businessman from Governor Scott Walker, who sits now in second place. Meantime, in a hypothetical general election matchup, here's Hillary Clinton, slightly leading GOP fundraising leader Jeb Bush. But if you throw in Donald Trump as an independent candidate, that number takes a turn, with Trump drawing support from Bush, increasing Clinton's advantage. Joining me now, Simon Rosenberg, president and founder of NDN, former Clinton campaign.
Who cares? Let's see how this campaign... If Trump did nothing other than to kill the political correctness, he would have done a magnificent service for America. We'll take a little break here and come back, and we'll get some weather for you right here. So check it out. It's 6:45. Going to be almost 100 degrees today, partly cloudy. 71 degrees right now, 70 degrees tonight as the low. All right, so here's a few texts. McCain, Graham, Trump news story distraction. Haven't heard Trump speak out against either. Yes, you have right now. Babies are now chopped liver. This outfit Planned Parenthood PP has its chief goal to make sure there are fewer or no more parents. It outlandishly calls it Planned Parenthood. It is true. It's planned abortion is what it is. It deserves a special place in hell. It needs to be eradicated from the nation. I agree. A Rush caller said that to get ready for the lawsuits from women who are suing because their baby's organs are supposed to be donated and not sold. All right, this is what I think. Let's close down Planned Parenthood like we did. Why should the government be running when we need more population? We have an open border. Why? Because we need more population. Because if we didn't have an open border, we wouldn't have the increase in the population, which is the sign of a failing society. Look at Japan. Shut down Planned Parenthood. Let the private sector do its job. There's no reason for the government to give $500 million in 1 year for freaking abortions. It's ridiculous. That's like having the government go down, burn down giant sections of forest every year for some cockamamie reason. All right. Viva Trump, another message. Kelly, big announcement coming out of NASA this morning is 9 a.m. Pacific. Well, that's 10 o'clock here. What these people are doing to humans, I can't imagine PETA would let, if this were happening to animals, if this were happening to animals, they'd shut PETA down, I think is the message. A hero is a person that performs a deliberately courageous action. Being captured is not deliberate. However, not cooperating with the enemy under torture is a deliberate heroic act. Fair enough. Why did Trump give money to Hillary's foundation? He's a businessman. These people are trying to stay on. I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but the fact of the matter is I've known a number of businessmen that were conservative who gave money to a Democratic candidate, either because they liked them personally or because they wanted to stay on the good side. It's a business maneuver. It doesn't really have anything to do with ideology. America's a soft target. It doesn't matter if we leave the Middle East or not. They are here, and when they get a nuke, they will use it. Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it? Kelly, I'm fairly sure New Mexico is a sanctuary state. Fairly sure it is, too. Frankie is typical Democrat, full of insults and hot air like a souffle. No real substance. You hear that, Frankie? You're a freaking human souffle, according to a listener. All right, so ISIS, here's some headlines for you. ISIS is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda, says the FBI chief. I'm sure that's true. There's a secret deal in Iran that they're trying to smoke at. Let me ask you, would Donald Trump make a deal with Iran that allowed them to get the bomb? Would Donald Trump allow Iran to put a deal together without letting go hostages? Would Donald Trump shut down Guantanamo Bay by releasing all the prisoners? Did anybody ever think that when Obama promised to close down Guantanamo Bay, it would be by releasing prisoners? No. It's insidious. Would Donald Trump leave the border open? Now I see there's a story out there that says Donald Trump's border plan to put up a fence would cost billions of dollars. So what? It should have been done decades ago. Not only that, don't we love government spending? Don't we love it when the government spends billions or trillions and we claim that's where the economy comes from? Dedicated to all of the GOP candidates except Donald Trump, this song.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Picture on the front. Either a cute or menacing picture on the front of the Sun News. Bobcat family hangs out at Picacho Hills home. Angela Potter and her husband, Troy Stegner, have pictures of a bobcat family of two adults and three kittens roaming in their backyard. The kittens sure are cute, but I guess bobcats are not really dangerous. But kind of interesting. Funny enough, coincidentally enough, I was driving home yesterday and a coyote passed right in front of me, and I pulled out the camera. Well, I pulled out the phone camera, and of course, because I really needed to get a quick picture, it wouldn't open up until it has kind of walked away. But it didn't seem to be alarmed to see a car, and it was right out in the open, and it came out right after these people had walked by with a dog. So, and it was a good sized coyote. I mean, it looked healthy. So there's definitely coyotes living around here and in suburban neighborhoods. So, we have a call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty. Patty Riley.
Hey, Patty, yeah. What's up?
I'm going to turn down my radio. Oh, I used to live up there. We did have bobcats up there when I was living up there, too. Anyway, did you see the article in the paper yesterday about Department of Workforce Solutions said that there was an increase in jobs by 12,000 last month? Like 12,000 people? This is in the newspaper. And then
locally?
Here it is. New Mexico unemployment rate rises to 6.4%, which is lower than last year but higher than expected. But they created 12,000 jobs in 1 month?
I have no idea. That sounds contradictory, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds really fishy. And then one of Susanna's top guns up there in Santa Fe was arrested.
Who is that?
I can't find the article. It was on that same page, the KRWG, but I can't find that article. There's a new prosecutor up there. I can't find the article. Darn it. Let's see. Anyway, it's on the KRWG, and it was with the Why New Mexico Won't Miss the Export-Import Bank.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's on the Sun News.
I'm looking
through
the
KRWG,
news right now.
It was on that.
I'm
I can't think
the
of who
right
it is.
Now,
there's a new
it,
prosecutor
so.
Up there, and he got that person. I don't know who it was. I think it was the attorney general.
The attorney general got arrested. No, that's not true. Anyway,
no,
Patty,
I don't
Patty,
think so.
Patty, I'm running out of time.
There's a new attorney general, maybe. That's what it was.
Patty, I'm running out of time. I got to go. All right, folks, just if you call in, please listen. All right, so others. Oh, I'll look for the story about whoever supposedly was arrested. But there was a story that came out that I haven't heard anything about this morning. Government is increasing; it's doubling on. There's some sort of a. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a part of it, the immigration law that the president is going to double the number of people that are brought in through that. So he's trying to ramp up immigration as much as possible. Everybody knows that. Why? I was thinking about this yesterday. What is the best case scenario for bringing as many illegals into the country as possible? Because we traditionally took the cream of the crop from other countries, and now we're taking the poorest of the poor and most uneducated. That can't possibly help us in the long term. Whether it helps these people or not is not the, you know, our main responsibility is not to poor people outside of America. It is to Americans. So if he's increasing it, here's a couple of other things. The countries that we have made that we're normalizing relations with, Iran and Cuba, you're going to say, well, this is brilliant politics of America to do this because we're making a bigger world. We're bringing more people in. We're not forcing these countries to do anything to become normalized. So here's an article from the BBC. Iran executions see unprecedented spike. And one of the big groups of people they kill in Iran is homosexuals. Where's the gay movement protesting that in America? In Cuba, they just had a massive crackdown after we've started to normalize relations with them. That's why you can't unilaterally just go in without any standards, any expectations, any demands from the opposing party. It's like Obama doesn't have any clue of how to do a negotiation. And they said, well, it's a different, there's a difference between hostages and doing a treaty. There may be, but that doesn't mean that you can't and don't demand that these hostages be released if you're going to, if you yourself are going to be releasing billions of dollars to these people. So anyway, that's why it's better to make group decisions as opposed to unilateral decisions from the president, to do things through the Congress because there are elected representatives. It is a bad thing for one person to make all the decisions, and there's going to be decades and decades of bad outcomes from these decisions. I mean, it's, how can we possibly absorb 500,000 uneducated or mostly undereducated people every year that are just sprinkled across America without having it impact our economy? Anyway, 6:59. This is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450. We'll be back after the break on the Arrow. And here's our, well, we got one more call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty. It's a state auditor. He's
okay, Patty, I got to go. Thanks. I'll look it up. I'll broadcast.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. This is dedicated to all of the Republican politicians out there.
I'm sorry. So sorry that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so.
It is 7:06, and the temperature outside 70 degrees, 96 the high, and 70 the low. Again, partly cloudy, small chance of rain. All right, somebody just called up and claimed that the state auditor was arrested. I just looked up his name. I looked up state auditor. I didn't find anything that said that. State auditor is named Tim Keller. He's a Democrat, and the most recent thing that I found, which is from today, Keller accuses tax department of obstructing investigation. And so state auditor Tim Keller on Wednesday publicly accused employees of the state taxation and revenue department of obstructing an investigation of alleged malfeasance by their cabinet secretary, Demesia Padilla. And soon afterwards, a spokesman for Padilla repeated a line from the governor's administration calling Keller's accusation, quote, a media stunt. And there is some stories in here that say that that claim that Keller is a kind of a Democratic hack or whatever in his job. But I don't know. I really don't know anything about the guy. So that's, I don't see that he was arrested. He could have been arrested, but I wonder why, if he has been arrested, it doesn't come up on a Google search. So, all right. So I had just mentioned that there's this story on the front of the Sun News that has the Bobcats, Bobcat family, cute little family getting ready to pounce on someone's kitten or dog to munch on it for dinner. But I just saw the coyotes yesterday. I saw one coyote that looked really healthy. It was a big coyote, and it didn't seem to be too afraid. I just kind of walked on by, and I fumbled for my camera phone and couldn't get it to open, of course. There goes my Pulitzer Prize. All right. Got a few texts here. And here's a few of them. A scientist says a giant earthquake will shake California any day now. I saw that. I think it's more towards Northern California. Hope in authentic change is on now. All right, hold on a second here. Our government should be in the business to grow our population by protecting American lives, not funding the killing and butchering innocent babies, funding contraceptives. We should be sending money to the bakers to reopen their business, not penalize them for sticking their religious beliefs. This country, really does need a Trump to lead us now. Good Americans deep down know this country is not a beacon of light anymore, might and right anymore. Time for genuine hope and authentic change is now. Harry is a snake politician. Ooh. Perry says Trump is cancer, but Perry himself is an idiot. Not because I don't think he's stupid like everybody claims, but I think that they chose Perry. It's like this group of these flunky politicians got together and said, who's going to challenge Trump for being stupid and uninformed? We'll pick out the person who has a reputation of being the stupidest. Rick Perry, it's your shot. So did the sea, the size of Greenland's ice cap so much for global warming being a myth? Don't know what that meant. Possible interpretation that Greenland is something about the size of the ice cap in Greenland being related to global warming. Anyway. All right, so anyway, here's the thing. If we don't kill, and people are just starting to realize this, it's this insidious, it's like some disease that creeps up your body and makes you paralyzed. 805-6180 is the text line anyway. This political correctness means that you can't, it's anti-American. I wrote an article called Crucify Political Correctness on the Altar of the Freedom of Speech a couple of years ago. And that's how I feel. Like if you've got some political doctrine states that you cannot be honest, that's a bad thing. Because how can you have effective government if people are not being honest? So, and we found out, this president that we've got in there will lie at the drop of a hat, even worse than any politician I've ever seen, but he thinks that he's doing God's work at the same time. We've got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom. Did you hear the clip of a Reverend Al Sharpton saying that carbon, the poison from carbon is affecting black people adversely more than any other segment of society?
I think that's what we call a confession. Now we know what's wrong with Al Sharpton.
Yeah, I heard the clip of the speech yesterday. It had me amused,
to say the least. No, I didn't. But it sounds like like a typical intellectual statement from one of the great lions of the Democratic movement. He, doesn't have a divinity degree, so I don't know why they call him the Reverend. As a matter of fact, he doesn't have a college degree, so the amazing thing is he doesn't have a high school degree. And here's one of the great leaders of the party, which is, how do they get the reputation of being so educated?
Plus, he owes about $5 million to the IRS.
That's another issue.
Okay. So long, Kelly.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day. All right, so Al Sharpton... No. Al Sharpton, no. Not that that's the end all be all. I mean, you can be a smart person without having a degree, but why would you call yourself a reverend? You know? There was another thing in here that just mentioned that somebody. I'm going to have to find it and come back, but somebody said that ISIS was caused by global warming. I mean, here's the problem with anecdotal science. Everything that is out there, whether it's drought or heat or hurricane, tornado, flooding, can be attributed to global warming because it's anecdotal, meaning it's not really scientific. It's just by just off the from your gut or off the cuff. So anything that happens that is out of the ordinary, just this is how it works. Like in Southern California, they've got the first significant rain in history in the month of July since like 1886. You could say that it's caused by global warming because El Nino is affected by global warming because El Nino is a rise in temperatures in the ocean. So you can say that because the Earth's temperature is rising, that the temperature of the water is rising, therefore it's creating a bigger El Nino. So there's and if there's a drought, of course it's caused because the temperature's rising and it is a problem. It is what makes global warming a really truly ridiculous movement. You know, absolutely silly. To suggest that global warming is the cause of the weather on the earth is nonsensical. That is the mind of a fanatic. That's called monomania. Everything is caused by one source. And so, once again, it's like political correctness. Global warming must die. It's not a real science. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm like, it doesn't really even matter what the scientific claim is, because if you step back for a second and look at the outline of it, what's the answer to global warming? It is to take money from one country and send it to another country to buy carbon credits, this mythical carbon credit thing. What's the implication? The implication that the answer to a tremendous scientific and natural disaster is Marxism. That should wake people up. Marxism, you know, redistribution of wealth. Anyway, 523-1450. This is AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 805-6180 to text. We will be right back. All right, it was Martin O'Malley, this governor from Maryland, who was, if you recall, he said that America could welcome all of the, should welcome all of the immigrants in. At the same time, he told his staff privately, make sure these people don't move here. Isn't that hilarious? Typical. But Hillary's way up in the polls, and number two, I think, is Bernie Sanders. I went to school with his son. He seemed unremarkable, just like his father. But I do have the clip from Al Sharpton, which seems really surreal. It's so idiotic. But then again, what do you expect from Al Sharpton? Here it is. Black people in danger. Carbon, of course. I mean, carbon is very dangerous. Check this out. How many kids have lost an eye from a overly sharpened pencil? Check this out, though. Al Sharpton.
And for me and many of the champions that you will see today, it is an issue.
By the way, I just want to point out how inarticulate Al Sharpton sounds. He's a miracle. He's a major commentator on one of these left-wing, is it MSNBC? I can't even remember. I wouldn't even accidentally watch this guy, but here we go.
Issue of justice, and it is an issue of human rights. African Americans are at a higher risk of being close or predisposed to areas of carbon as well as other poisonous pollution in the air.
Question, is carbon poisonous pollution? This guy doesn't even understand this fake science of global warming. It's a miracle. And Al Sharpton is a leader. He's a major thinker in this progressive movement. It's unbelievable. Anyway, holy cow. Can't they get, if you're going to have a demagogue, can't you have somebody that sounds better? All right. So, carbon is poison, of course, but you've got to have a little bit of carbon for plants to grow, but other than that, it's very poisonous. You know, there is I've got this wonderful clip that I'll play for you in a minute that I've been saving. I played one time a couple of years ago. It's by this guy called His name is, I think, Dyson Freeman. He's from Britain. He's considered to be, I believe, considered to be probably the greatest American scientist, living scientist, and he's done work in a lot of different things. And he basically says we don't have the problem with global warming, the claim of global warming. There's a couple of them. Number one is that we don't have the ability. One of the main problems is we don't have the ability to measure ground surface temperature. We definitely don't have it on the water. And it's very, very difficult on the land. And because these stations tend to be near cities and cities tend to be hotter, they tweak the numbers a little bit, and the numbers are always tweaked up. And that scandal came out a few months ago. But the upshot is that probably America's premier scientist says global warming is a hoax because you couldn't possibly even measure. And scientists have already agreed that the temperature has been static for 20 years. And then this other group of scientists comes along and says hottest year ever, year after year after year. So modeling is the problem. You can't make an accurate model of the Earth to put into a computer, and it's the computer models that tell you that it's bad. Life on the planet seems to be pretty good. I mean, I don't know if that matters, but maybe the models are more important than the real thing. Here's Martin O'Malley. Climate change created ISIS. Truly an idiot for our times, Martin O'Malley.
For example, one of the things that preceded the failure of the nation state of Syria and the rise of ISIS was the effect of climate change and the mega drought that affected that region, wiped out farmers, drove people to cities, created a humanitarian crisis, and it created the symptoms, or rather the conditions of extreme poverty that has led now to the rise of ISIL and this extreme violence. So
bad science drives, or bad politics recruits bad science. Martin O'Malley, Governor of Maryland, one of the things that preceded, or former Governor of Maryland, one of the things that preceded the failure of the nation state of Syria and the rise of ISIS was the effect of climate change and the mega drought that affected the nation, wiped out farmers, drove people to cities, created a humanitarian crisis that created the symptoms, or rather the conditions of extreme poverty that has now led to the rise of ISIS and this extreme violence. So there's nothing to do with religion. It's not bad religion. Number one. Number two, he doesn't even know what he's talking about, the nation state. The nation states that were created in the Middle East were formed by the Europeans who were trying to deal with the aftermath of World War II. But anyway, one of the things that preceded the failure of the nation state of Syria and the rise of ISIS was the effect of climate change. Listen to this gobbledygook. And the mega drought that affected the nation, wiped out farmers, drove people to cities, created a humanitarian crisis that created the symptoms, or rather the conditions of extreme poverty that has now led to the rise of ISIS and extreme violence. There is a Marxist analysis of the creation of wealth and the impact on society. Marxists believe that wealth, which is derived from nations naturally, capitalism really is the bad person in this. There's no mention of religion in here. How is that possible? How do you claim that this group, this murderous group of thugs, the worst the world's ever seen, that comes out of this radical reading of the Quran, has nothing to do with ISIS? That's just the kind of leftism that drives you insane. All right, folks, 727 fly in the friendly skies. Kelly O'Connell, 805-6180 for your texts, 523-1450. You're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. We'll be right back. It's 7:31. It's 70 degrees outside. The high is going to be around 97 and the low around 70. And it is a small chance of rain out there, slightly cloudy. Okay. Now, James Hansen, a NASA scientist, retired NASA scientist, is stating that the sea will rise by 10 feet before the year 2100, right? And if you look up, roughly 10 feet of sea level rise, well beyond previous estimates, would render coastal cities such as New York, London, Shanghai uninhabitable. All right. If you look into the sea rise claim, I don't know of it. I know of cities that are dealing with loss of beach. As a matter of fact, down in Florida, some of the beaches have to be replenished in many areas because the water comes in and erodes them. That's not proof of global warming or a rise in sea level. I don't know of any actual places that have been made uninhabitable by the rise in sea level. There was an incredible article that came out and said that the sea level rise was the greatest lie of the century. I'm trying to find that article right now just to make my point. There's all of these claims out there that are related to, okay, this is the Daily Telegraph 2009, Christopher Booker. Rise of sea levels is the greatest lie ever told. The uncompromising verdict of Dr. Mornier is that all this talk about the sea rising is nothing but a colossal scare story. That's a prominent newspaper. But the point is that none of this stuff ever has any proof. It's all based on modeling and fear-mongering. And we do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ted.
Hey, what's up, Ted?
How you doing this morning?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. About the sea level rise, something that a lot of people don't consider is, what's the useful life of a building? I mean, so what if we have to move some structures back from the edge of the sea because the sea level is rising? How long was that building going to last anyway?
Well, I mean, that's a great point, and I think that's true. Although there's buildings in Europe that are hundreds and hundreds of years old that are still being used as houses or warehouses or whatever. Before we get to that point, let's challenge this idea that the sea is rising. Now, here is another argument against it. Arctic ice grew by a third after cool summer in 2013. We've been told the Antarctic is larger than it's ever been measured. Arctic ice grew by a third, but the sea is rising. There's something that's incompatible there. It's like these experts are never challenged by the most obvious facts right in front of them. They go on and make all of these scary claims, and there's just no end to it.
Well, before it's even proven, we supposedly have the cure for it, and the cure for it is for us to live saddle all our industry with environmental standards, and then let the Chinese go. The improvements that the Chinese are making are in the cities where you can't even breathe.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you know, I meant to mention this on the show. There's a mega city that is arising outside of Beijing, between Beijing and two other cities. It's going to have over 100 million people living in the city. And I mean, I'm sure the environmental impact of that will be pretty big. But look, I mean, you have all of these educated and very scornful people who are telling us we're destroying the earth. And it's the Chicken Little thing. Every single day there's a new story. Meanwhile, the raw measurements that we have of the stuff that we can really measure, not temperature in any one place, but on things like ice, is going up. Where is the catastrophic increase in heat that was supposed to have happened 10 or 20 or 30 years ago?
That's right. And we're making all sorts of false moves that after they're disproven, people say we're going to do it anyway. Case in point, turning corn into ethanol. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all.
It would be better for corn pone, in my opinion, but
right.
This is a corn pone theory. But, you know, Ted, I just we have educated people with political correctness and all these other things. We've educated them out of their ability to draw simple conclusions.
Yeah, and people, it's a real feel good kind of thing that, well, I'm gonna buy a Prius or this whatever, but then you buy a Prius and then there's a gasoline glut, and then we end up shipping it off, burning extra fuel to some place that they're gonna burn it anyway.
Yeah, and there's a story out right now that we're at peak capacity in terms of processing oil, so we've got a gasoline glut. I don't know when it's gonna hit the pumps. They say that the price is going to go back up to $100. I have no idea. I know that there's a lot of drilling rigs that are shut down in Texas, across the United States because of the drop in price. But we're never going to run out of oil because in a lot of these giant fields, we've only taken out maybe 5% of the oil that's actually in there. As technology improves, we'll be able to get more out. Besides, there's this giant debate of where oil comes from. There's a lot of people that are starting to believe that oil is a natural product of deep inside of the earth that either is caused by the life and death of these tiny organisms, or it just naturally occurs inside of the earth. There's a frozen volcano, which is a moon of Venus, I think, that is constantly pumping out methane. If oil comes from critters and from plants, how could this lifeless moon have it? But anyway, getting back to the point, when is this the climate hoax going to die?
I don't know. You know, it just depends on the a lot of it depends on the scope of time that you're looking at. There's no argument that the Earth is cool since the surface was in a molten state. I don't think anybody's arguing that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, what would it take to disprove this thing? And people act like politicians don't have anything to gain by putting a hoax out there. They certainly do. You know, and when is this president ever going to admit it's theoretically possible that the scientific theory is mistaken, you know? But anyway, Ted, thanks for the call. Have a good day. Folks, I just want to read you something real quick here, and we do have another call. But although the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, only predicts a sea level rise of 17 inches, this is from the Telegraph story, Al Gore says 20 feet. But if there's one scientist who knows more about the sea levels than anyone else in the world, it's Swedish geologist, physicist Nils Axel Mörner. I'll tell you about him in a second. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. This is Takashi here.
Takashi, what's up?
How are you?
Good, good.
I got some proof for you on this global warming, man.
Does it come from Jamaica?
No, this is a global proof. Our coral reefs all over the planet, they're dying. And usually because the Earth is a living organism, The coral reefs are a sign of the Earth, the planet's health. And all over the planet, we're losing reefs, like, dramatically, drastically, at a expansive rate.
To play the devil's advocate, any person listening could easily say, couldn't that be from pollution? Couldn't that be from some natural virus?
The question is, what is pollution from?
No, but the question is, you're saying that you have proof that the sea is going up. How is that tied to coral reefs?
Yeah, well, check this out, Kelly. Greenland, have you seen the pictures of Greenland?
Looking mighty green.
Yeah, and up there in Greenland, it's supposed to be covered with ice.
Supposed to be? Was that in the when they signed the mortgage on Greenland? Was that one of the conditions? We'll always be covered with ice. Hey, how do you know?
All that water has to go somewhere.
All right, folks. All the water has to go somewhere. It's going into. Did you not hear that the Arctic has got the highest sea, the largest ice levels in history? And the Arctic has put on a. What was it, an extra third of ice, and the Antarctic is higher than it's ever been in terms of ice. That's maybe where it's going. But let me ask you this. Did you know there's volcanoes under some of those glaciers?
Yes.
Doesn't that have anything to do with some of them disappearing or receding?
Not necessarily.
Haven't they been erupting?
There's volcanoes everywhere.
Well.
Question, if they're active or not.
I know, but that's not really an answer. Okay, thanks. I thought you had a smoking gun, but thank you anyway. All right, folks. Takashi. All right, so here's this guy Swedish geologist and physicist Nils Axel Mörner, formerly chairman of the INQUA, International Commission on Sea Level Change, the uncompromising verdict of Dr. Mörner, maybe the world's expert, who for 35 years has been using every known scientific method to study sea levels all over the globe, is that all this talk about sea rising is nothing but a colossal scare story. What do you think about that? We got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
I just wanted to add this real quick, Kelly, if you let me.
Is this Mike? Oh, no, it's Takashi. Yeah, go ahead.
The sea level rising does have something to do with the life expectancy of the coral and the plankton and the reef, because they need light. They need light to live. And if the level increases, it won't attain the same amount of rays and light that it usually has access to.
Takashi.
So, yes.
Takashi, fiat lux, let there be light for the coral. But how about this? Necessary but not sufficient. It might be a net, well, I won't even say necessary but not sufficient. Let me say this. Are you saying the only thing that could kill coral is a rise in sea levels?
No. Carbon in the water,
excessive
carbon and pollutants.
Where is the
actually
proof?
Hinders that
I know,
too.
You're showing that there's a possible effect of sea level rising, but where is the direct evidence that the seas are rising? Thank you very much. Although he can always call back and add an addendum, like I think, what was Mike's record? 8 calls in one day? All right, I'm going to come back and play for you this little clip from, it's Freeman Dyson. It's not Dyson Freeman. How can I make such a mistake? I don't know. 743, Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. We will be right back to hear from Freeman Dyson.
I can see what you're looking to find in a smile on my face.
Here's your Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico forecast on AM 1450 KBE.
Today's weather forecast, mostly sunny skies. High should hit about 96 today. Light winds out of the west, a slight 10% chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low will get down to 70. Winds will continue out of the west, a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms before midnight. The weather forecast is brought to you by Outer Limits Car Wash, featuring unlimited monthly car washes of just $24.99, 2821 North Tell Shore.
NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Years ago, I ran into a company called American Financing. They're a family-owned business that started out of a spare bedroom and now is only one of a handful of mortgage companies that are licensed in all 50 states. The reason why these guys grew and the reason why they came onto my radar early on was because of the financial crisis of 2008. American Financing was one of those places where they didn't get really hit hard, neither did their customers, because they did things right. All of the people that put you into mortgages are putting you into mortgages because they're making commission. They're making bonuses by putting you into something that somebody's trying to sell you. It's different with American Financing. All of their agents are salaried and make the best decision for you. Right now, there are historic interest rates. Call before they start to go up. Call American Financing today at 866-750-6551, 866-750-6551, or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
The only thing better than having a good time is having a good time for a great cause. Hi, I'm Craig Morgan, inviting you to join the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for a special banquet, sporting auction, and evening of entertainment. It's all a fundraiser to help ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, and their habitat. So have fun while supporting conservation.
The fun begins Saturday, August 1st, 5:50 p.m. at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Call Amy at 575-644-5342 for tickets and information about the 22nd annual Big Game Banquet.
Here are some tips for driving in highway work zones. Stay alert and minimize distractions. Always expect the unexpected. Slow down. Speed is the major cause of crashes. Don't tailgate. Keep a safe distance between your vehicle and highway workers and equipment. Pay attention to the signs. Obey the road crew flaggers. Expect delays and leave early. And most of all, be patient and stay calm.
Paid for by the NMDOT and aired in cooperation with the NMBA and this station.
Starting the day the right way with Kelly O'Connell and AM Las Cruces on KOBE.
Yeah, Yeah, it's Kelly here, 746, and we do have another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly Connell Show. Who is this?
Hi, Kelly. It's Courtney.
Courtney, what's going on?
Two things. The first thing I was going to ask is, do you appreciate your callers, or do you just want to do the show without any callers?
Are you a caller?
I'm a caller.
Are you being appreciated?
But the reason I ask that is because I just feel like Tekashi had a really good point. Plants need water. If you've ever grown anything, it needs water and sun.
Yes.
So I would have to listen to him, but you cut him off.
Well,
Second thing is,
Courtney, let me just respond to the first thing. If somebody calls up and makes a point or wants to make a point but doesn't have the evidence or doesn't have the explanation, my tendency is to move on because I don't want people to be bored. And I didn't understand what the connection was. So everybody, I'll let anybody talk as long as it's interesting. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, I found it interesting because it did, because you asked how does the rising sea level, how does that affect the coral reef? And he told you why, and it does affect it. As somebody who does grow plants myself, you know, sun, water, all that.
Well,
I don't know too much about global warming myself, so I'm not coming
that,
on here
but...
to dispute you. But I have a question is, what the oil that we're taking out of our earth, why is it there? Why was it put there?
Well, that's a good question. I read the craziest story that a guy claims that, all right, inside of the earth is a metal ball, is this molten, like nickel or whatever. It's in other metals, and it's spinning it at a different speed than the earth. And this guy claimed that the oil was down there to oil this giant spinning ball so that, you know, it wouldn't, I guess, blow a gasket or whatever. I thought that was strange.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I don't know either, so I'm not coming on here trying to be an expert, but what I do know is that whenever I go camping and I need to heat up the place and I use kerosene, that oil kerosene, it heats. So the oil in the earth, I would think maybe that to heat. So when we take an abundance of it out of our earth, what's that going to cause? Or are we going to just wait to see what that causes? You know, so I just think the whole, oh, it's BS, it's this, it's that. I think that we need to listen to each other. And maybe there is, because I don't know. But one thing I do know is I know that it was put there for something, just like the trees were put here for oxygen. And with the abundance of cutting trees, we're lacking oxygen. Our nature is dying. So
Courtney,
I just think that global warming is truly a possibility. I'm not coming on trying to be an expert, so don't
Courtney
bite my head off.
I'm not going to bite your head off. Whose head do I even bite off on this show? I mean, like, I listen to people better than anybody that I hear on the radio. I mean, people on national shows get cut off.
I listen to talk radio all day, Kelly, and not really, but okay.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
I like
I'm sorry.
You.
Sorry
I
to
just...
disappoint you, Courtney, but maybe the oil is inside the earth so it doesn't squeak.
Oh, well, yeah, because God really thought about we don't want it to squeak, huh? But okay, Kelly, that's all I called to
Thank
say.
You,
Have
Courtney.
A good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so I owe my callers an apology. Call up so I can apologize. It's a full-fledged apology tour. All right, so we got another caller here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
It's Pedro.
Yes.
All right, you don't know apologies. You always allow me to say what's on my mind. I have found in the past.
Thank you.
Secondly, Courtney, the center of the earth, what's going on down there, is a big thermonuclear reactor. There's
that's
not
true.
A steel ball. No
that's
need
true.
For oiling that thing out like a big ball bearing.
Yeah, that's true. The a lot of the heat from the center of the earth is because there is a nuclear reactor down there, basically.
Correct. And if there are molten liquids, they lubricate each other, whatever. Now, the point I really called about, Kelly, is this global warming thing. A lot of people choose one side or another. You either got your conservatives versus your liberals. I don't know whether man is causing the globe to heat up or not.
Could it be
Nobody
woman?
Does.
Could it be woman that's causing it to heat up?
It probably could. The point I want to make is there's nothing wrong in trying to live cleaner. Control your pollutants. That's all. as far as I'm concerned, that's great. Some people choose to live that way. Others don't. Look in your own neighborhood. Every neighborhood has the house that has everything nice and neat and clean. You go in the home, the people are nice, clean people. The other side of the street, you might have the biggest slob in the world with an old truck in the yard, weeds growing up, trash piled up, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most people want to be responsible and just leave a clean, lead a clean life. And I think that gets lost in this whole global warming, pollution, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And that's really the point I wanted to make.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Great points. Thanks for calling in, Peter. All right, folks. Okay. Let's see here. We got another call. Thanks for the call to Kelly Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. It's Mike.
Mike, say something so I can bite your head off.
Yeah, I don't want you to be an Ozzy Osbourne and bite my head off.
All right, so what's up? Hello? I think Mike, something wrong with his phone there. Call back, Mike. All right. So Mike's calling back, but let's take a little break here, and then we will talk to Mike.
Looking for refrigerated air? Call 1 Hour Air.
Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is Eddie.
Eddie, hey, I thought it was Mike calling right back. What are we going to talk about?
Hey, listen, man, what I want is some respect as a caller.
Okay.
And anyway, the fellow that thought that the was telling you that the sunlight and et cetera, is the reason there's supposed to be less sunlight is because the water is increasing in depth.
Uh-huh.
Or is it because there's too much sunlight because of global warming? Because if we're going to have warming, we need more sunlight. And if that were the case, can you imagine? I mean, if the sea level has gone up at all, it's just been a minute amount. In the bottom of the sea, the coral is all different depths.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's different depths that the coral grows in.
Yeah.
And also the latitude has something to do with the amount of sun it has also.
Uh-huh.
If that would have such a huge effect on the coral, then it would be just in a very narrow band around the Earth.
Eddie, you know we're not on the air, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, we got
you can go ahead and explain that.
Yeah, no, hold on. You can come on in just a second. It's about 50 seconds before this ad is done, but you can come on. But I had just gone to break when I picked up the call. I thought it was Mike was calling back.
Oh, you were...
As he called and started talking, and then the line went dead. So, and I think I've only got one functional line right now. So if one person's on the line, then another. But I don't know when they're going to fix that. But we're going to be on in just a second. But you having a good day? Hello, Eddie. Hey, it's Kelly.
Yes, you hung up on me.
Because I was calling your name out and you didn't say anything. It's Kelly here, and we do have another call. It is Eddie who wanted to talk about the Takashi's call about the coral reefs. Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, the fact is that if it's because the sea level is rising that the coral gets less light, then the depth, the coral grows at different depths. I mean, you can see a coral reef or something, that there's different depths along there. So a minute change in the sea level isn't going to affect the sun enough to make a difference. And if that were the case, then the latitude, the amount of sun that's going to shine is different. And if it was made that big a difference, then it would just be a very narrow band around the Earth that there was coral. And that's just a little bit of crazyville. But, of course, that's what global warming people depend on. And, you know, I was in China, and they had coal-fired plants that they were building along the train route, and it was amazing. It was like one would go by, and then another one would go by, and another one. These are all under construction.
Yeah.
And this was several years ago. And And for them to work that deal over, work Obama over with their deal for global warming, that we're going to do it now and they're going to do it in 20 years.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to say in 20 years?
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, I got to go.
You're no longer relevant.
Yeah. Thank you. I got to play this clip that I've been promising you. Got a few callers before I could play it. Thanks for the call, Eddie. Check this out. Freeman Dyson on global warming. Just listen to his analysis. Maybe America's greatest scientist.
And so our interest has always been in finding out what was actually happening in the real world, as opposed to doing computer models. And so we fought very hard to get observations. And that's remained a central concern of mine ever since, that the huge industry which has grown up is doing computer models of the climate and trying to determine effects of carbon dioxide from computing what's going to happen. This is a very dubious business if you don't have good inputs. The output of a climate model looks very impressive to the non-expert. The experts know that it's no better than the input. And in this case, we simply don't yet know what's going to happen to the carbon in the atmosphere.
Well, one of the things that and I don't have time to play the whole clip, but I'll try to replay it again maybe tomorrow. But we got Ben Rawson coming on for local.
90 seconds.
Tom asked for local, and that is Blog Talk Radio right there. If you want to go listen live, or if you want to listen to it, do a repeat. But we just simply do not know what the temperature of the Earth is on average. There's no way to measure it. Now, if there was a giant spike in heat, it would be obvious. Just like if there was a giant spike in the water going up. No city in the world that I know of is complaining that they're drowning, that they're getting drowned. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoyed spending time with you. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. And we'll do it back in 22 hours. Have a great day. Ciao.
What I came to man from the minister way. It's a part of heaven's plan.